We're back from recess. Our next order of business is Trilex Biosolids Agreement. Mike Zimmerman has joined us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Michael Zimmerman with HDR. And also we have Representative City Paul through the City of Branson here in support of this document. I've got copies I'm going to hand you of the ordinance accepting the terms of the cooperation agreement that Branson has signed, Forsyth has signed, Kimberling City has signed, Hollister has signed. This is for your records. Also, I have a copy of the operations agreements, which you've already agreed to, that Branson has signed as well for your records. And also the document, the lease agreement, that you previously signed, and Branson has also signed on that. The purpose for our meeting this morning is for the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement. And three copies again, just for your convenience. This is a document that you guys have already seen. Council requested that the other members, the other parties to this contract, execute it prior to you all doing that, and they have. And Nikki has copies of the signatures. Here's all the signatures anyway. One of them's completed. One of them's got all the signatures, but here's an additional copy of all the signatures. And I have copies of this for your ultimate approval and signature as well. Project is on time. We did make a submittal to Department of Natural Resources the first week of January, as we promised. And DNR has indicated they're going to do a title review. And if they start bogging it down, we'll be back rattling swords and have everybody on board with us. So with nothing left, if there's any questions you have on this, but this is a document that you've previously seen and I think tentatively approved, but couldn't do it formally.
I don't anticipate that there's going to be any, or there hasn't been any indication from the state that there's going to be any backpedaling on their part, has
there? No, not at all.
So you have, Ron, you have the signatures there for, one's already signed and all the others are indicated that they will sign this document.
Correct.
But you have the signature page for
yes.
this document with all participants? I thought we had one that was.
They're not in this agreement.
Okay.
We're still talking with Rockaway. They're going to be changing mayors and we're going to be working on them. And Branson West is pulled out at this point, and we'll be again talking back with them. Kimberling City came back in, and they're signing.
What will be needed to bring these others back on board? Will it take another formal document, or
if they choose? We'll probably do an amendment to it, a brief amendment.
Point me in the direction again, specifically what it is that we should be addressing out of these packets this morning.
Just the approval of the cooperation agreement. The commission's approval, then we'll have Don and Ely.
And we'll call this version 12-12-12? Is that what we have at the bottom?
Pardon?
Or should it be alluded to as any other?
No, this one. 12-12, version 12-12, I guess 12-2-12.
Isn't that a different date?
12-12-12.
Of course, my grandson would say 1-2-1-2-1-2. Is there anyone present that have any comments regarding the Trilex Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement? Rick? Don't have to. I would just...
I think it holds significant potential for the for the quality, our groundwater quality, and the way that we move forward into the 21st century. So this is a huge deal. Again, Rockaway came up. I would encourage anyone in this room that could help us influence Rockaway to come back into the coalition. I think that's a significant piece of things, and you have my commitment as the current chair, and I'm standing election tomorrow to go on for another year term as the current chair. So you've got my commitment that I'm going to try and continue to work with Rockaway, that they see the value in this. So again, I think that's the significance of it. But the signatories to that, the county is a cooperating member in this. We just appreciate your signature on that.
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It has. This certainly really has.
I can remember all of us sitting through those hearings.
Actually, you can take some significant credit for it, because there was a little period of time when everybody up in Jeff City had kind of lost interest in that. And I'll give you credit that you got some folks back on track, and we appreciate that a great deal.
Thank you. I wasn't looking for that, but what I was alluding to, that there was a great deal of work and there was a tremendous amount of cooperation between the different entities that has brought this to today's date and to fruition. And had it not been for the collaboration of the different cities involved and all the individuals within those cities and the county, we never would have seen this project, and let alone $3 million from the state of Missouri towards the expense of this project. And I'm tickled to death to reach this point today, and would ask for a motion to approve the Trilex Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement as presented on this date.
Move to accept the Trilex Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement, version 12-12-12.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Was that to approve?
To accept.
To accept the Trilex Biosolids Coalition Cooperation Agreement, as listed as version 12-12-12 on this date. Let's add the word approval, if that's all right with
the motion
maker and the seconder. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Just want to sign this real quick. Follow up and get on this.
That one?
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Hanson, thank you for all your effort on this as well. There were several Clean Water Commission meetings that we went to, and they left a little bit to be desired.
I think it came out just fine.
There was some bloodletting on all this.
Michael's not telling about the fact that he hopped out of the airplane, turned around, ran right into the wing, nose, knocked himself out, two black eyes, blood everywhere. He's the one that's running my slideshow for me to present. So that's the rest of this story, let me tell you. So he's walking around with a big butterfly patch, looks like a raccoon. And we go in there, and they wrote us out of town out of later.
That one lady just kept pointing at me because blood was loose. She kept going.
So this does have blood involved with this particular project.
Sometimes that's what it takes. One other consulting engineer is John that leads to help the county in all these cities.
How was that one?
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thank all of you who are here today for this. I'm excited about it. Did you have some comments for us today?
No?
Okay. Thank you. You'll make sure that we get copies of everything that's signed. And Dan, do either you or Evan have any questions of those guys? You might catch them before they... No. Long time, I know. Randy, would you like to join us? And whomever else? Road and bridge updates, petitions. Are there other guys joining us or just us today, Randy?
Yeah, it'd just be me.
Huff didn't have to wear a tie.
That's the blue. That's the blue group. She's got to lose that ring tie.
And it's going to get around to petitions.
Okay, these are the road petitions that over the course of the last, looks like, one, two, three?
Yeah, it'd be from 2010
to the present day. That have been
presented? 24 roads total within this list, and...
You want to help me with that first one? Is that 11 miles or 11 tenths of a mile?
That's 11 hundredths, one tenth, 11 hundredths. There should be a decimal point right in front of the left.
Just not seeing them, I'm going to add them. Before we go into these petitions, Randy, since this is an update, can you tell me about Birmingham Road, where we're at, what time frame we're looking at, and when we went down that road, everything we did is on county right-of-way?
Yes.
Okay.
To give you an update...
Because then I ask, because I have a few property owners that are asking about some fence that was at the back of their property that's no longer there.
That was actually within the right-of-way from the subdivision. So that was all original fence that was on the property previous to subdividing that property. So the fence ended up basically on our right-of-way.
So when the property was subdivided, the fence was sitting on county right-of-way. Yes. Did we tell those property owners that?
We sent out information describing that we're going to do road improvements as to actually tell them that the fence and posts and stuff that was on the right-of-way was going to be removed. No. I mean, it wasn't being kept up. There was no livestock. The land wasn't being used in that purpose. So.
I know.
So, okay.
Okay.
As far as a further update, we're at the almost the end of the tree removal phase. We're doing cleanup. As far as we're going with the project, we do have a couple of more areas that we're going to remove trees, but I need to talk to property owners on this, and this is to try to acquire a clear side easement for two right-hand corners along this road. As soon as we get that done, then we're going to start basically working on the cross culverts, all the drainage, and start working on ditch lines through there. We do have to do a couple of utility upgrades as far as water line crossings. We're going to install two new crossings there on some existing ones and move a flush valve farther away to the edge of the right-of-way. Once we accomplish that, then we'll start widening, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and be warm enough that we can start doing some surfacing.
Where the road comes off of 76, right there by the subdivision itself,
mm-hmm.
How much wider are we going to make the road down through there?
We're going to try to get with just within the right of way that we have. It's going to be a little bit wider. We're also going to raise that. Raising up that entrance there is going to help as much as widening as far as people being able to see back to the west. So that part's going to help. We're also going to be filling in the sewer treatment plant. We're going to fill in that dip 2 to 3 feet, so that'll help that area. So I think the improvements will be a great plus for this road.
Oh, it needed to be.
I mean,
there's no question. Well, gentlemen, the reason we have these road petitions is because we asked Randy to put them in a form that we could take a look at.
Question for Randy.
Go ahead.
As you presented these before in 2010, I'm not sure that you presented the same thing last year, but as you presented these before, we reviewed a video of the roads that were considered and the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we evaluated what was taken in before.
Right. I do have a video of all but four of these. I need to videotape all four roads on this list, and they were the latest ones that was petitioned. All the other roads on here we do have videos on. I do have a road review done on every road here that gives you some information per that road and kind of an estimated cost, what would bring it to a reasonable standard.
Okay. Here's where I'm at with this. I think Randy's provided part of what we need. I think on the other list that we had, we had beside each road an estimated cost, dollar value to put those
right
into county standards.
Well, it should also be part of that listing is whether or not they meet county standards.
Right. Well, it's that's the
right now, just about all of them will not meet the criteria of county standards for various reasons. Some of them will need work. There's some that's really close, and some that, I mean, meet most of it, just surface work or minor work. But I can provide a list of all these with an estimated cost and which ones they're going to need right away or different information. But to basically go through the list, we're going to need at least a couple hours time frame meeting to review videos and that type of thing and discuss each road individually if you want to.
Well, until we have an estimated cost on there, Randy, I don't know how we can justify to the public which ones we're taking in, which ones we're not.
Okay.
I like the layout that you had before because we had an estimated cost beside it. We look through those roads and you give us a recommendation on the video that you had taken.
Okay.
And as we look through that and seeing the estimated cost and seeing the number of people that it was serving and the video, we made decisions that were tough decisions on the roads that were taken in.
Okay. I can provide you that list for each one of these. Like I said, there's just four. I don't have the video currently on, but we can do that within a week or so. But I can provide you each one of these with that information.
Right.
Each one of these will have a sheet that will go with it, but I'll provide just basically estimated cost and how many homes it serves.
Right.
And that's the basic information that you wanted to know.
We have on those also. And we don't have to do everything like we did in the past. I just thought it worked out as a better idea to establish the reasons why these roads were taken in and other roads weren't, because we cannot. There's no way that the budget will allow us to take in all these roads. And as I have recommended then, as now, there is a need for snow removal on some of these roads, and other roads can be taken into the system with future upgrades to snow removal. And I think that's a big important part of the numbers that we take in.
Do you want to provide that for Monday, or how long do you say take you, about a week probably? Is that going to be enough time?
I can get the videos done. That part doesn't take very long. The other, I can provide that information just on a single sheet, and if you want to go through, pick out certain ones that you may want to view the video, I mean, that's...
A lot of it is the cost, and,
right.
And what Randy did before was... We had a list of roads, and we had an estimated cost, and then in that estimated cost was the length of the road and the number of people that it served, and a lot of information that let us evaluate, which run anywhere at the, I'm just talking anywhere from $2,500 to $30-some thousand. That's the difference in the list of roads that were presented. Some of these roads were some of the roads that were presented before that didn't get taken in. So those then in themselves would be evaluated probably as a, I don't know, if you want to go on a point system, they might be someone that's waited on a road for a longer period of time or something. Might get some consideration as far as that being in a point system, but the dollar amount for each road is something that we need to really look at.
I see there's some folks from the Emory Creek subdivision. I drove those roads Saturday. Couple of questions about that.
Here's some information on the particular roads.
I should have had this Saturday. The couple of things. Currently, are the roads out there being maintained by an association? I noticed there was a sign at the beginning that the association had been in place, Homeowners Association, for X amount of years.
The only thing we're doing with him is
so obviously not the developer, not the homeowners association, except for
if need be, and we fix more than we can fix. Yeah.
There's a lot of roads out there. Some steep roads out there.
I think there's about 85 houses out there now, 5 currently being built, which would put us up about 90 homes.
I also drove some of those roads, Ron, and I know Randy's been on them, and some consideration that we took into place before was the steepness of some of the hills. The patching that was done, that is evident. Those are kind of things that Randy shows us on the video as we look at it and we evaluate when we're doing the process. It's the financial situation of Road and Bridge has caused us to have to evaluate stricter than we ever have before, and so it might not be a bad idea for the county commission as a whole to take a road trip into that area to look at roads.
Is this also on videotape, the view?
Yes, all these roads in here have been videoed.
I thought the roads were in pretty good shape up there.
For the most part, they are.
Yeah. All these roads in here, they've had the what you call the subgrade surfacing put on them. What they lacked was the finished top coat surfacing. And there's some that are going to need some minor repairs, different things. But
one question I would ask on that particular, we have these people here that is how long was the roads in place before they were asphalted or chip and sealed?
The roads haven't changed since I moved in 2009, and they've been like they are since that point.
Okay. What we've done as a county, and Randy will go into some of this, is as we take a road in that is not doesn't have a surface on it, after we take that road in, we allow it to set for a year or two before we go in and even try to do anything with it, strictly because of the problem that you brought up there a while ago with dig outs. It takes us longer to do a dig out and to prepare a stretch of road for resurfacing than it does to do the actual resurfacing. That's the problem that we run into. So as we evaluate those particular roads, that's something that we'll look at. And like I said, because of this large number of roads in the evaluation system, we may have to put on the agenda for all of commission to post it to go and look at some of the roads with Randy.
Now, I'm correcting there that there's petitions for each individual road, right?
So
you wouldn't
correct.
Have to necessarily accept all the
that's,
roads.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
right.
Is that what you're trying to get to that point?
Yes.
Okay, and that makes sense because there are a couple of roads that only have two houses on it and something like that. And certainly we can understand that's not as a used road, and it doesn't make sense to, we're talking about a budget issue, to have to bring that road in as opposed to like the main stretch where everybody uses the road.
Two roads doesn't even meet the standard that we have set up as it is of now. As we meet the standard that is set forth by the county commission, unless we could change it or decide to, there has to be at least three homes on the road. Am I right, Randy?
That's what you gentlemen have preferred, at least three homes on each road. Each one of these roads have been individually reviewed and estimated accordingly.
Okay.
So
you say you gentlemen, that was made prior to me, though, right?
Yes,
but that's not on record. Okay,
right.
I think that was decisions was made all the way back in 2007.
They prefer at least three homes. The commission has preferred at least three homes serving that many homes, and then in the subdivision, it basically in place so much built out or so many years after is initiated a lot of times. So there's a couple different things.
So do we need to add this to Mondays?
Well, let's.
Or give you 2 weeks.
Let's work with Randy, see how much time we need for the additional information. I think rather than a Monday, if we do it on a Thursday, if you're going to give us a 2-hour video presentation of watching roads up on the
right, it's going to take a little bit of time if you want to discuss each road. Now, some of these, basically, once you see the initial layout of them, they'll go a lot quicker than you think. But some of these, you'll want to see the video. You want to go through the information that I provide there.
I also
make a decision.
I agree with Dan's recommendation that, of course, we'd have to post it, but for us all to go out with you and take a look at certainly is major. We don't have to go look at something that's 300 yards long, but we'll see it on the video. But for these that are a mile or 2 miles, we definitely need to
get
that firsthand.
There was questions on in the other review of number one thing was power poles, transformers, drainage, all these things come into the evaluation of what it's going to cost to take these roads in. And there has to be major improvements once the county takes on that burden to add that road to the system. And that's the reason that I am in support of taking more roads in that are not with snow removal or certain other kinds of maintenance, to get them into the system and then update them as time goes on. That's the way that I see the best way for things to get into a chain of getting it finished to what we want it to be. We've taken in roads that end up with a highline pole in a corner and had to buy easement that took place some of those things before I got here, but there is times that those things happen unless you really go out and look things over. And we're not being fair to the citizen when we go and say we'll take your road in, and we run into some obstacle that doesn't allow us to put the kind of surface on it or have an extensive amount of work to do before it can be taken in.
When we get together, Randy, in the next day or so, we'll pick a time. You give me some reasonableness of what you need in order to put together everything that's been discussed. And
yeah.
We'll move forward at that time. Is that all right?
All right.
I'd also like you to bring copies of current specs and any decisions that have been made by prior commissions that we're currently needing to live under or find a reason not to, but so that we can discuss those.
Okay.
Anyone here have any comments about or further questions about roads and what we're going to be doing over?
No, everything's pretty clear so far.
Okay. We are in the process, and as I said over the weekend, I went up and went through your roads because you had been here, and a couple of others. Birmingham was one that made me a little nervous when I went down. It's narrow, isn't it?
It's neat work.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Randy. Our next order of business is a motion for the 2013 budget approval. All hearings have been conducted, comments taken, orally and written. We currently have a budget document presented to us. Rick, you want to join us? By the budget officer this morning. I approached Rick this morning with one change that we had chatted about the last time we talked about budget, and that was in the 850 fund, and we had looked at moving the $50,000 figure down to $1,000 under line 850-50042 and moving the $49,000 down to line 850-50076. Which was from the professional services line to the contingency fund in that tax maintenance fund. And that, if I'm not mistaken, is contained within the document that you've given us.
It is. I made that change and printed that page for you this morning.
Okay. That did not impact the overall budget for that particular fund, nor did it affect the overall budget that was presented.
Amount of monies that is appropriated stays the same.
I think we really made every comment at our budget hearing.
were there any changes in your basic budget message other than what you give us on the original first?
Nope. Everything that we talked about in the budget hearing is the same there. There were two things that were changed, the one that Ron mentioned, and then there was in the 780 account, I had two line numbers wrong, so I changed those. Actually, I didn't have them wrong. When I tried to put those into Mass 90, Mass 90 would not accept the ones that I had in the budget, so I used different numbers and put them back into that 780. But all of this didn't change any amounts or anything. I changed the names of those and moved the line numbers.
Gentlemen, I would accept a motion for the approval and adoption of the 2013 budget as presented by the county auditor.
Motion for approval of the 2013 budget document presented by the county auditor.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to, did you say accept?
Approve
that adopt?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve and adopt 2013 budget as presented this morning by the county auditor / budget officer. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
If I could get you gentlemen to sign this copy, I'd have to get a copy of some.
There need to be a black pen.
Let's all use that one.
Yeah, all of us use the same one.
Rick and fellow commission officers, thank you for your hard work on this budget. Bring another one upstairs for us so that we can have a hard copy and stick it in the office. It's signed also, or just make a copy of that page for us. Or, thank you. Transfer station proposal with HDR. Could you gentlemen come forward and join us? Step back. Good morning, gentlemen. Who would like to begin?
I think where you left it last was a request for me to see if we had a few of these things in the HDR proposal already accomplished. And I think I gave you a copy of that, but I haven't given.
What you're referring to is we were looking at the proposal for some engineering costs in regards to the change in building structure, et cetera, at the transfer station. And we do have some of that, if I'm not mistaken, that was completed. Is that what I'm reading?
I wasn't able to obtain it, and we couldn't find it anywhere. And when I talked to the person, they said they didn't know if it was done. They couldn't find it. So that's where I left it.
Well, help me out, because I thought that I read this differently.
I couldn't find a contract. I found a proposal. But as far as the physical survey and the other, we don't have it. I mean, we've looked on Randy's computer. I mean, typically that would be something that you would get as an engineering company, if I understand Travis right, and you'd have in hand to finalize the work. But if you guys wanted a copy, you might would request for a copy.
You're saying from Aegis? I thought we did request.
We're talking about a contract, and we're going to talk about something that we need to talk about legally.
Right.
ASAP, my interpretation of what you've just handed me.
Yes.
We are scheduled for that. I wondered why. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go into executive session to talk about this. Who all is involved in the agreement? What all do we have waiting? By the way, that's. I'm sorry. Let me.
You want to leave for that time? Go ahead and visit about that, or.
It's all scheduled for 10.
I would like a motion to postpone to the definite time of 10:30 the current discussion regarding transfer station.
So moved.
Sorry.
There's a motion to postpone to the definite time of 10:30 this discussion regarding the transfer station so that we can go into executive session and allow us to take care of other business very quickly.
Second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 10:30 a discussion regarding the transfer station so that we could go into executive session. What this will do is allow us to take up a couple of other items of county business with people that are waiting. Discussion. All in favor that we postpone to the definite time of 10:30 this discussion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, folks, for bearing with us just a few minutes. Don, Joe, Bob, whomever is here to talk about the postage machine, would you come do that with us?
Well, this week the postage machine died on us, and so they still have not been able to repair it, get in here and repair it. So we've been having a lot of problems with it, and so we just wanted to talk to you about it.
Let's talk about it. Bob, there's a chair. Do you want to pull up with us?
Oh.
All right, so we have a machine, and I know over the course of the time that I've been here, just these 2 short years, we've had a lot of problems with it. It's cost us a lot of money, obviously, to take care of it and maintain it. It's taking a lot of your all's time to oversee that. What are our options? I know that Mr. Riss had said that if we had a conversation, he'd like to be involved. I don't know if he has an alternative proposal, if he's interested in something new. Joe, do you know what?
Yeah, he emailed me this morning. it's mainly the problems, about 95% of our problems, I think, are user-based, mostly just because we're dealing with personnel that has never been trained on it. The last training Don and I had was probably 9 years ago when we first got the machine. When we had a dedicated male person, we didn't really have any issues. Just one person touching the machine. There's a lot of factors in dealing with how to run mail through, and so that's probably the majority of our problems.
The mail person that took the mail around also oversaw the. Mm-hmm. Okay, I was aware of that.
Yeah, he ran all the mail through. Everybody just brought their mail for him to run through the machine.
Can you goes from office to office. He takes their mail. He goes over to the judicial building, all that. He did all the mail, took it to the post office, picked up all the mail, brought it, gave it back. And it was a lot smoother.
We didn't really have any, I didn't hear about any, you know, postage machine breakdowns really while he was working.
This has been brought up before, Ron. It may have been before you were here. We even talked about two machines, taking this old one and putting it in another location and buying a new machine. I don't know whether that ever went out for bid or anything like that. I think the proposal kind of faded by the wayside when we did hire a postal person to take care of the mail, a mail clerk. So
it's these big bulky mailings that people do, like the assessor does, he has to do, and the collector, they have to click, and then whenever, because there's so many different people each time utilizing it, it just needs to be cleaned, and that would be the great, probably the best thing that'd help it, is to clean it all the time. But I don't get down there to do it, because I get busy, and Joy gets called, and then Chris, he helps too, but, you know, it's just, if somebody was there and they'd say, hey, we did this, probably would prevent a lot of things, but we're just, you know, until someone says, oh, it doesn't work, and, you know, we don't get it taken care of like it needs to. It needs to be babied right now.
Well, it needed to be babied 2 years ago, or three, when we discussed this. Mm-hmm. The proposal for a new postage machine, I would think, might still be on the table. If this one was to be moved to another area, if we're going to have, and I would like to pursue the idea of putting the mail clerk back in that position, if that's what's needed and recommended by this group of people here, and I'm sure the assessor's office and the collector also, who have mass quantities of mailing going out. As you talk about babying something, is that going to cost us in the long run for maintenance?
We don't have a maintenance agreement on it right now. And so anything that we incur, we're paying full rate. And see, like today, so that happened Thursday. And so Pitney Bowes doesn't get in any hurry because we don't have no maintenance agreement. So, you know, today, as of today, right now, the postal machine has not been fixed. And when you have a maintenance agreement, they're more apt to...
They're a little quicker to respond.
Yeah.
Well, 19 years ago, when we first got the machine, the commission at that time opted to just buy the machine outright without, you know, and so there was an option to either lease or buy. And the lease came with the maintenance agreement and all that stuff. And at the time, they just opted not to do that, which made sense at the time. But now the machine's getting older.
And this is a refurbished machine. So for 10 years for a refurbished, I thought that was pretty good.
What's a machine like that cost? Just rough estimate, do you know?
I believe that machine cost around $15,000 maybe.
$15,000?
Yeah.
And if you're looking today, it may be $25,000.
Could be.
Let's talk about, for a second, cost savings. In our office, we need the mail to go out the very next day. We record the day it comes in, stuff goes out the next day. When I took office, we budgeted $2,500 for mail. We bought $600 worth of stamps at one time. We didn't use the postage machine. 2 or 3 years ago, I said, this is crazy. We need to use the postage machine. It immediately reduced the postage by about $600. So instead of sticking two stamps on something that you think's over an ounce,
you know what
it weighs. It goes through the machine. We save money.
What about the location of the machine? Is that adequate for or convenient for everyone that it serves, or is two locations, as was discussed before when this came up, taking this older machine, like you said, it's and using it in another location, putting a new machine there. You think the location's fine?
Yeah, I mean, when the mail clerk was originally hired, it was because people from various departments, I mean, they thought there was a time-wasting factor with everybody walking their own mail down to the post office. And so that was the original purpose of the mail clerk. But now, in terms of an employee, I mean, now that I've seen, you know, ever since the mail clerk has left, I've seen the importance of having, you know, just one pair of hands on the machine versus, and I think having two machines with multiple users will still see some of the same problems. Most of the issues that I have fixed that didn't require Pitney Bowes to come out have been just people not knowing how to use it properly. And not to their fault, but they've never really been trained on it. And I've only got a basic level of understanding of it.
In our office, we go to the post office 2 to 3 times a day. That's man hours, walk down there, get the mail, walk back, go down and run the mail through the postage machine, go to the post office, come back. You multiply that by the number of departments, and there is a significant amount of work hours dedicated to getting the mail.
The machine and the age of the machine, do we think that it's something that can be repaired? It sounds to me like, at least from the comments that you all are making, that it's smart to have someone that oversees it, someone who maintains it.
Yes, it can be repaired, and yes, it can last a couple more years, but yes, it could go down and crash and burn.
Well, I mean, if we looked at a new machine and we put a new machine in, and some have stated, why not put this machine down in the other facility, the fact is it still needs someone to oversee it, it still needs someone to maintain it, and it's still not going to last forever. Would one person be able to oversee both, or you think?
I think the more important question is, Bob, as you mentioned, you have your mailing goes out the next day. The responsibility of the collector, does she have someone come in as that mail clerk distributes and stands there and makes sure that takes place? The assessment of several offices that has a need for someone to be there as the mail clerk does the operation. Is that what you're saying? Is that what I'm getting?
I think that's probably, in a nutshell, when you consider all the departments, how much time they spend posting the mail, making trips to the post office, the man hours involved, you're probably ahead to have a postal clerk to maintain the machine, pick up the mail, process it.
Now I'm going to get around to a question they probably won't like, but I think that...
Don't ask it.
Well, if we consider putting this out for bid, first of all, we'd have the amount of the new machine. Is there a special fund tech money, because we just got through approving the budget, that would allow for a payment on the new machine?
We can do that.
And I wonder how many offices have their tech set up to where they can participate.
I have no idea about that. I would be willing to participate.
I wonder, because Mark's not able to be here today, and there's some questions we need to have answered, if we might be able to move this to a Thursday discussion date and have a roundtable about it, because we have time on Thursday.
I'm going on vacation Wednesday morning for a week.
We'll have fun. But
well, I think where Mark's position is on this, what he was telling me this morning, is regardless of getting a new machine or an old machine, you know, we either need to have a dedicated person on that machine or dedicated people from each department properly trained to use it. Because regardless of you new or old, I mean, we're still going to have the same kind of user problems if they're not trained right.
I don't think that you guys can make a decision on this today, except for I think that that's what Joe said is true. But I know that there are machines that are smaller that maybe we could put in the departments, cost a lot less money, that would suffice maybe for Robert's department anyway. I know Sheila does some bulk mailing. The first mailing she sends out, we actually have someone else do, and then she comes back and she said maybe three trays. And I don't know if we need this big a machine to do three trays. We might be better off to do a similar thing to what we're doing with the printer, scanners, things like that, and have a postage machine in each office. It's a possibility. So I think you have some investigation to do before you can really make an informed decision.
How many different departments do we have currently that utilizes 13, 15?
Yeah.
Everybody uses it.
Then you have these meters. I don't know. I had checked on that, and someone said, well, every month you have a meter payment, which we still do even with 50 votes. We just have to weigh and see how much that meter price would be for each department you put it in and you're charged for.
Sheila?
Just a little note, this Friday I'll probably mail out about 2,000. I haven't run a total just yet. We have to mail our first real estate delinquent this Friday.
Bob, I'm going to be obviously here all day, and the commission's not meeting all day. If you have some time, maybe you and I could chat a bit.
Sure.
And then we could go ahead perhaps and just get some initial conversation mm-hmm. about this on Thursday, because we're rescheduled here in mm-hmm. 1 minute for our executive session. Would that work?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you for your time and for your comments. Gentlemen, if one of you would make a motion, we'd go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session. Pursuant section 610.001, and this will be under contracts, which will be 12, isn't it?
Well, contracts and litigation. Let's go under
1, 2, 3, and 12. We have it set up that way, but...
Let's do that.
All right.
Second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. If you'll close that door, Scott, we'll be all set.
Okay.